see what went wrong, especially in the lab. You can see what went wrong through your lab. That's why we do everything step by step to make sure, like, so you can go back and see which step was wrong or which part you did wrong, which part you messed up on. And then at the end, after everything's done, you just come together and bring your ideas together. Or most of it is come together in presentations.
Now, what year is this? Like, what year?
I think these are actually sophomores. Well, that's another funny part too. Freshman year, when you're first accepted, you have the option of going to a summer institute. It's not mandatory or anything, but it's just something like you might as well go because you just get a feel of the school. Summer institute, you don't do any work or anything. It's just like you do a little icebreakers, get a note, because everyone's get put into an advisory freshman year, and you stay with that advisor throughout the whole 4 years. Like, you build a real personal relationship with your advisor, and then. So during summer institute, y'all just do little games, get to know each other, get to know how the school goes around. You do the same thing we're doing now, tour the school, you know, get used to the labs and all that during summer institute. And then, well, we did, when I went to summer institute, we were split up into groups, and then each group went to a certain part around downtown. We went to 30th Street, and we did, like, observations of the architecture in 30th Street, and then came back in and collaborated and with, like, the different things we've seen and about, like, the different wildlife out there and about the infrastructure or whatever. But the Summer Institute just gives you a feel of how the collaboration aspect goes on at SLA. So the freshmen that do the Summer Institute, they come in to SLA with a better understanding. That's why
they
are already used to it. That's why they strongly suggest the Summer Institute, because if you don't go, you're going to be a little stuck the first day. Because this not every school runs like this, especially not the project-based aspect of it.
All right. Good answer.
Right. Or so. Yeah, but the linear autobiographies are interesting too. You can, like, walk around and tap people if y'all want, ask them about what they're doing, get a feel for the project if you want, and then just come back and
read. Like, code switching, which, like, I have both in me, but it makes up who I am as one person.
So, do you feel like what you're learning is very personalized to you?
Yeah, because like I can, like, the things that Mr. Blob teaches, it's really easy to connect to, so it's much easier to talk about it in class. As in, like, if you have a random conversation and you don't know about it at all, you're just sitting there quietly not saying anything. It's really fun learning from him.
Yeah. What do you think about a day like this where people are coming in from all over? Have you been through one of these before?
Yeah, I've been through it last year.
Okay.
Like, we always have visitors that come here and see us and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of normal. But, like, there aren't that many people at the same time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's normal.
Great. Thanks.
Between 1 and 3 minutes long, that either tells the exact story of their paper or does something else. The story complements the paper.
Right.
So,
is this just, can I play this?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear it.
No, I don't need to hear it. Is it just like images?
This had to be still images. Visual. Yeah, exactly. So the guidelines were, you're not filming a movie,
right.
It's still images.
Okay. Okay, so she's annotating.
Yeah.
She's talking over it right now.
Yeah, yeah. So they're voices,
right.
But still images.
What did they use to create that?
iMovie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very detailed.
So this is like, so there's the blog post, and then it has an intro paragraph at the top, which introduces the assignment. So anyone that's there, that's interested. I mean, the students are interested.
Everything's all organized, whereas though you can't upload anything whenever you want. Like, there's deadlines for things. So you can actually, like, the due date is this. So, like, once the due date passes, you can't upload an assignment anymore. That's how they make sure they keep everything under work. And then once you post the assignment, it tells the time you posted it, so they make sure, like, everyone's on top of their work or whatever. But,
that's that SEPTA thing you were talking about.
Yeah, this is the project we're going on. SEPTA stuff. But you can check your grades from Moodle, like, pull up your grades, and then every student, for the grade book, you use your student ID and your Moodle password, just get in, check your grades. But each course has their own little grade book, and since we're all separating the streams, you just type in your stream, but everything's just on Moodle, and then all the assignments are here, so you can always know what you're doing or whatever. And if you miss a day, you can just go on Moodle and check what you missed. And then even in, like, algebra 2,